So I'm going to come from a bit of a different perspective.
所以我呢要从一个不同的方面来跟大家今天交通。
So obviously I work in both Sunday school and youth group, but also in my other work, I work in schools and I work with children every day.
我在主日学和青年组都有服侍，但是同时我又在一个更广泛的一个学校里面，很多学校里面有工作。
So today I really wanted to bring out three big points that I feel are so important for you as parents.
今天呢，我要跟大家讲三点非常非常重要的事情，就是对你们作为家长来说。
But the first thing, just a little bit of a reflection here. I want you to just write down, if you've got children, can you write down the name or some names of your children's friends?
那么首先呢，给大家一个小练习，如果你有纸笔的话，能不能请你写下来你孩子的朋友的名字？
How do they talk to their friends? Do they call them? Do they talk online? Do you know how they talk to their friends?
你知道你的孩子们跟他的朋友是怎么交流的？是打电话呢，还是在网络上跟他们进行交流？
What was the last big project your children did or assignment?
上一个你孩子所做的作业，或者说他在学校的一个项目是什么呢？
What's the name of their favorite teacher?
他们最喜欢的老师叫什么名字？
Do you know what they've been doing in youth group or Sunday school?
他们现在是参加主日学呢，还是参加青年组？
Well, the point of that is how involved are you in your children's lives?
我问这些问题的目的就是要问你，你在孩子的生活当中参与了多少？
And so that's something I'm going to keep coming back to.
所以这个问题我会一直的来重复。
Now, one of the first things I wanted to mention is, as we all know, we are in a spiritual battle.
首先我要提的就是我们大家都知道，我们在一场属灵的征战当中。
And it is getting darker and darker. We are in this present darkness.
我们现在正处在一个非常黑暗的时期，而且是越来越黑暗。
And yes, that means, you know, things, yeah, maybe they're getting worse. But also, I think things are getting more confusing.
不单单是这件事情变得越来越糟糕，而且这件事情会越来越让人糊涂。
We need to be aware that this is really a spiritual battle, and our children are growing up in this darkness in a very confusing world.
所以我们必须认识到，这是一场属灵的征战，而且我们的孩子就是在这样一个黑暗的时代成长。
And we really need to stand with them.
所以我们需要跟他们站在一起。
So here's my first point.
所以我的第一点就是,
we need to understand that school is always going to be a huge part of your child's world.
就是我们必须明白，学校是孩子们生活中非常大的一部分。
And I know that, you know, often if you ask the kids, you know, what did you do today? You know, kids often don't want to talk about it.
我知道了，你们如果问孩子今天你在学校里做了什么呢？他们好像都不大愿意回答。
Or often they'll just say, well, you don't understand.
或者他们会回答说，啊，你不明白的。
But do you?
是吗？
So let's start a little bit with what is actually taught in schools.
所以让我们来看一下学校到底教给他们什么。
Now, gone are the days where school is, you know, the teacher at the front teaching the times tables and spelling and rote learning things.
所以以前呢，是老师站在前面教他们拼音，教他们数学。这些日子都已经过去了。In
Australia and in many other countries, education is very much political.
在澳大利亚和别的很多国家，教育实际上是非常政治化的。There
is a clear agenda.
有一个很明确的一个课程表。
And you know, like teachers, as they're going through the education course, they're taught that they're the vehicle or the means for social change.
所以老师就是他们在教育局那边都有接受这些课程，他们是为了改变这个社会的方向来教导这些孩子们。So
mainstream education and part of the curriculum will involve mainstream political or issues that are not going to lead them to the Lord.
所以学校的课程很多都是以这个国家的政治的主流作为目标，这些东西不会把孩子们引到神那里去。
We know that now there is obviously a big push, around diversity, particularly with the gender issue and gender identity.
我们知道现在我们国家它非常推崇多样化，里面就包括了这些性别身份。
And that is a core part of the curriculum.
这些是学校课程一个很主要的部分。
But it's subtle.
但是这个很微妙。
So children will be read books, for example, even in kindergarten to, you know, year six of the primary years, where they're exposed to different, family types.
所以孩子们不管是在幼儿园还是六年级，他们都会读一些书，里面有不同的家庭，不同种的家庭。
The other thing, of course, we know that evolution is always a big part of the science curriculum.
还有我们也知道在他们学科学的这个科目中也一直学到进化论。
And you've got to remember that your children, who will look up to their teachers, they will hear their teachers putting down the Bible, talking about the creation myth, and things like this.
孩子们他们都是看着老师，他们就看着老师把圣经放下来，然后就开始讲进化论，讲那些奥秘的事情。
More recently, there's been a big push for children to focus on their own emotions. And this comes with the increase in mental health.
最近有个运动就是让孩子更加专注于他们自己的感觉和情绪。
And in itself, it can be some good strategies there, but a lot of focus on yourself and a focus on externalizing emotions and so on is very different to what the scripture teaches.
可能有一些的好处，但是如果我们过分的强调自己的感觉，然后怎么样去表达出来，这个和圣经上的教导是不一样的。
The books that are taught, as part of English, the English curriculum, you know, they're also selected for various themes.
在英语的教学书当中，他们也选择了一些的东西。
Gender identity, feminism, all of these big themes, sexuality, exploring sexuality are all elements that will come up in various English texts, particularly in high school.
怎么样来进行性别的识别？怎么样来发掘性的关于性方面的东西？这些都是现在的英文教学当中的一些的科目，一些的项目。
Now, of course.You know, the response to this is not pull your children out of school. Of course, that's not the response.
当然我们的回应并不是说要把我们的孩子从学校里面完全的拉出来。
Nor is it simply move to a Christian school.
也不是说我们就要把孩子转到一个基督教的学校去。
Because ultimately, issues are similar.
因为从归根到底来说，这些问题还是存在的。
I think the issue here is to be aware and to help your children...process what they're going to be hearing at school.
我觉得关键的问题就是我们今天在这里要意识到这些问题的存在，并且去帮助我们的孩子处理他们所接触到的各类的信息。
Know that school is a huge influence, and the input they're getting can be directly against the things that you're teaching from the scripture.
我们要知道学校对他们的影响力非常的强大。他们在学校里所被灌输的东西会直接影响到他们对圣经知识方面的学习。
So how are you helping your kids understand and process these things?
那么我们怎么样来帮助我们的孩子来明白并且来处理这些的信息呢？
Now beyond the curriculum, the other huge influence, of course, and perhaps more significant, is friends.
除了学校的课程以外，另外对孩子造成非常大的影响的就是他们的朋友。
Now, of course, peer pressure is something we all experience. I mean, even in a workplace as adults and so on. But this is very significant for children.
就是同龄人的压力我们每个人都会经历，哪怕在工作的场所，成人也一样。但是对孩子来说，这是一个非常大的影响。
We need to remember also that it's different to when we were at school.
我们要知道孩子现在的学校跟我们以前是不一样的。
There's no switching this off now. As in, it's constant because they're taking this home with them on a device.
因为孩子跟 朋友们的相处现在已经是延伸到家里来了，因为他们手上有这样一个一个手机或者说是这样的仪器，可以把朋友的影响一直带到学校以外的场合。
And for those of you who have children, particularly in high school, who are saved and are following the Lord,
那些有家里有高中生、中学的孩子，如果你的孩子是中学，他们已经认识了神的话。
We need to remember that school is tough.
你们一定要明白，学校是非常对他们来说是不容易。
They're constantly going against what their friends are doing.
他们是不断的是在逆流而上。
From their topics of conversation, from the language that they're using, from the attitudes towards work and teachers, from everything, their actions, everything.
从与他们谈话的主题，他们的态度，他们对老师的关系，这一切的一切都是非常，跟他们信仰上来说是非常不一样的。
And it can be very, very lonely.
他们可以变得非常孤独。
And there's a huge amount of pressure, of course, for them to try and compromise and fit in and not stand out too much.
而且这些朋友的影响会给他们带来很大的压力，要他们向这些朋友、向这些影响来妥协，而不是自己一个人为主而站立出来。
So do you understand this?
所以各位能够理解这些吗？
Do you know what it's like for your children at school?
你能不能意识到这些影响对你的孩子在学校里是有多么的难吗？
Do you know who your children's friends are?
你知道你孩子的朋友是谁吗？
Something simple, you know, encourage your children to invite their friends over.
很简单的，你可以邀请你孩子的朋友到你家里来。
So you can see what they're like with their friends, so you can see what their friends are like, the families, you get to know the people that are influencing your child.
那么你就可以认识你孩子的朋友是怎么样的，在他们在一起你的孩子反应是怎么样，他们的家庭是怎么样的。
And get to know what school is like for your child.
这样你就能够意识到这个学校对你的孩子来说是怎么样子的。
This is not like an interrogation session.
这不是说要你在那里去盘问他们。
It's actually more listening.
而是更多的让你去听。
Ask them. Ask them what their day was like. Not yes and no questions, but open-ended questions that will help them and encourage them to communicate with you.
去问他们一些问题，他们学校里过得怎么样，不是要他们回答一个是或者不是，而是去鼓励他们多谈谈他们在学校里经历了什么。
Alright, my second point.
我的第二点就是
Children are very, very perceptive.
孩子们是一直在那里观察的。
I remember years ago when I was teaching Sunday school.
我记得一些年前我在教主日学的时候。
A child said to me that their parents were Sunday Christians.
有个小孩跟我说，我的父母是一个星期天的基督徒。
Because they were only Christians on Sundays.
因为他们只有在星期天才是基督徒。
The rest of the week they weren't Christians.
剩下那几天他们不是基督徒。
Now that's from the mouth of a child.
这是从一个小孩的嘴巴里讲出来的。
So the thing is, children know when you're being real.
事实就是孩子知道你有没有真实。
And as we heard from both the experiences of both Abe and Shelley,They notice things in their parents, the habits of the parents.
刚才 Shelley 和 Abby 也跟我们分享过，他们可以知道他们的父亲，他们的父母亲是怎样的基督徒。
So, you know, as a parent, you can model how you deal with life's challenges to your child.
作为一个家长，你可以在你是怎么对待生活当中的挑战，来做一个模范给孩子看。
Do your children see you actively pursuing spiritual growth and education for yourself?
你的孩子是不是看到你在那里积极的要在属灵成长的道路上长进呢？
When you're really stressed, do they see you pray? Or do they see you try and find another solution?
你非常有压力面对难处的时候，你的孩子是看到你在那边切切的祷告呢，还是到处去想别的办法？
Do they see how you deal with sin?
他们有没有看到你是怎样来对付罪的？
Like, you know, Abe mentioned he remembers his parents apologizing to him.
比如说 Abe 刚才讲到他的父母亲向他道歉。
And in the decisions you make, you know, that actually speaks very loudly to a child.
还有你做出的生活中做出的种种决定，其实对你的孩子来说是说明了很多问题。
You can say to a child that learning from the scripture is very, very important.
你可以对孩子说，你要学习圣经，这个非常非常的重要。
But when the tutoring session clashes and you have to take them to tutoring on Sunday and they miss out on months of Sunday school and you make the decision for the tutoring,
但是当读圣经与补习班有时间上有冲突的时候，你就把他们带去补习班学校去补习，而没有去教会。
You have said to your child loud and clear that tutoring matters more than the scripture and God's word.
其实你就是在向孩子们很响亮地说，补习比神的话更加重要。
So the decisions we make really show the priorities and the values we have.
所以我们所做的决定就说明了我们在生活中把什么放在优先的次序。
My third point is really help your children build Christian relationships.
我的第三点要说的就是，你要帮助你的孩子来建立基督徒的关系，与别的基督徒的关系。
So we have Sunday school.
比如说我们有主日学。
And you know, Sunday school is really important for building that solid foundation and good habits in reading the scripture and memorizing the scripture and things like this.
主日学对我们就是读圣经来培养一个良好的读经习惯来说是非常重要的。
And typically young children are eager to learn. They accept what they're being taught.
而且年幼的孩子们他们是很热切的希望学习，而且也接受教导他们的一切东西。
And they have a wonderful childlike faith.
他们有个非常单纯的孩童般的信心。
And as I said, you know,Children can 100% accept the gospel and understand the gospel for themselves.
就像刚才 Abby 说的，孩子们他们可以100%明白这个福音，也能够接受福音。
And then we have youth group.
然后呢，我们也有青年组。
And actually, you know, it serves a different purpose in a way.
青年组呢，它有别的不同的目的。
Because as children develop and get into the teen years.
当孩子长大，逐渐进入青少年时期的时候
，They're thinking more about what things mean to them personally.
他们开始思想这些周围的一切的事情对他们来说意味着什么。
They're more likely to ask questions and have doubts.
他们很容易的就会问很多的问题。
And that is a great thing.
这是一件好事情。
Encourage questions.
所以要鼓励他们问问题。
Because.We know, I mean, the Lord himself said, ask, seek, knock.
因为主耶稣自己说，你们要祈求，要敲门，要寻求。
And in a way, you know, youth group is designed for this period of life.
所以我们的青年聚会就是为这一段年龄时期的孩子所设计。
It's a forum where they can see how the scripture applies to them and also get their questions answered.
这是像一个论坛一样，他们可以看到神的话是怎么可以运用到他们生活当中，他们也可以问很多的问题，而且得到回答。
Another key thing about this period, this teenage years, is that relationships become very, very important.
在这青少年时期，另外一件重要的标志就是与人的关系对他们来说变得很重要。
Friends are now very important, and very influential as well.
朋友对他们来说变得重要，也变得更加影响，对他们有影响。
And typically, you know, parents, you know, kids are not as fussed about having their parents. They prefer younger people or their peers.
所以他们可能对于他们的家长就比较疏远，他们更喜欢跟他们的朋友、年轻人在一起。
So here, in the idea of a youth group is also to help them develop these Christian relationships with other friends their own age.
所以青年组就是能够更好地帮助他们与他们同龄的别的基督徒之间能够建立一个关系。
And also develop relationships with the various leaders.
而且帮助他们与各类各样的带领的弟兄姊妹建立起关系来。
And the idea is that the leaders can really help and guide kids in various difficulties.
因为这些青年组的带领者，他们会帮助，也会指引孩子们在遇到难处和困难的时候，给他们指引一条出路。
And that's what these kids need. They need a community.
这就是这些孩子们所需要的，他们需要一个社群。
Lots of input from the body of Christ to help them navigate through life.
他们需要主内的肢体给他们很多的引导和信息来帮助他们在信仰的道路上去成长。
And if they don't have these connections amongst the believers,
如果他们没有这些信徒之间的连接,
they will look for it elsewhere.
他们就会到外面去找。
And we know how influential friends are.
我们知道朋友的影响可以是很大的。
So it's so important to make use of the opportunities that are there for your children.
所以我们要十分有效的来利用这个机会，这是非常重要的。
Enable them to go.
你要鼓励他们去。
So that they can build these relationships.
所以他们就可以建立起这各类的关系来。
Well, it is a spiritual battle.
所以这是一场属灵的征战。
And it is so important for us to really be able to stand firm with our children.
所以我们很重要的就是我们要站立得住，跟我们的孩子一起坚定地站立在那里。
And we really need to, I think the key thing here is firstly, be aware of the influences around your children.
我这里做个总结。最重要的事情就是首先你要意识到孩子们所经历的这一切。
Know that they're going to get contradicting information.
他们会得到很多矛盾的信息，你要察觉还影响孩子的这一切的东西。
So help them process this.
要帮助他们来处理这不同的信息。
Get involved in their world.
要参与到他们的世界当中去。
You cannot outsource spiritual education.
你不能把对他们的属灵的教育去推给别人。
Because ultimately it starts in the home. That's the reality.
因为归根到底，属灵的教育是从家里开始的，这是事实。
And show them how to live out a Christian life.
你要活给他们看，一个基督徒的生活是怎么样的。
And finally, know that.There is a community here for you.
然后最后你要知道我们这里有一群人是为着他们的。
We are all brothers and sisters together.
我们现在在座都是弟兄姊妹。
And we all have a role to play and we're here to help your children.
我们有各自的功能，我们在这里就是帮助弟兄姊妹的孩子们。
And we're here to help them shine as light in our present darkness.
我们要帮助你的孩子们在这个现今这样黑暗的时代里来向明光照耀。
That's all I'd like to share.
谢谢。
Thank you, Michelle.
我们时间已经过了，应该三点半完结，但现在三点四十分。刚才如果你们有准备问题的。可以给我，如果没有我们就可以停在这里，如果有我们就过了一点时间，但是我们也可以有回应。对刚才几位所讲的，有没有一些问题想问的？如果没有呢，我们就停在这里。不过有一点点的。勉励，刚才米歇尔已经给我们很好的总结了。第一，我们是很清楚的需要知道，今天我们是在个属灵的征战的情况，是个很迫切的情况，因为撒旦就是要抢夺我们的孩子，所以我想父母是非常需要看见这个迫切的问题。你的人生可能有很多事情你要做，但是我知道 今天你生活你的孩子为神。第二，我们面对这些东西我们是很无能的，我不知道你们听的时候感觉怎样，是很无能的，我们都有这些问题，但是我们都不知道怎样面对的。所以呢，我想读一段经文给你听。
面对这些问题呢，虽然是很难，但是呢，我们神是能够的。所以我想读一段经文给你听，在罗马书第八章31节到34节。既是这样，还有什么说的呢？神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？神既不爱惜自己的儿子为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？谁能控告神所拣选的人呢？有神称他们为义了。谁能定他们的罪呢？有基督耶稣已经死了，而且从死里复活，现今在神的右边，也替我们祈求。所以虽然这个属灵的征战是非常的难的，靠着我们自己的力量是根本很难，没有能力，就好像以色列人要面对迦南人那个巨人一样，但是神要做的事情神是能够做的。所以当父母我们真的想与神同工的，神是能够的。第三，我想最起码你能够做的就是祷告，夫妇之间要同心的祷告。如果你跟你的配偶都是信主的，你们就要学一个功课，就是去祷告。如果你发觉跟配偶有什么的难处影响你们同心祷告的，你们就要彼此认罪，把这些的难处除去，以致你们能够靠着主的恩典，能够凭着主给的信心向主求，向他祷告。如果你的配偶还你没有你的不是信你的配偶不是信主的，你自己就专心的好好的祷告。好像米歇尔说，我们这里都是弟兄姊妹，我们有一班人是很用心去帮助你们大家的孩子，就好像主日学的老师，好像 youth group， 好像有很多的弟兄姊妹。最后我们都要自己学习跟重组。所以我盼望，我们也盼望借助这个家庭的工作坊，神是得着能够得着一个一个的家。虽然我们可能发觉自己失了很多地，但是神可以帮助我们收服那些失地，如果我们愿意跟神同工，神是能够的。所以我们就继续求主在这个特会里头向我们说话，我们低头有祷告。主耶稣，我们把刚才的分享交通交在你的手中，神，我们求你继续的在我们心里头做工，我们把在座的父母交给你，主，你给我们能够有回头的亮光，给我们看到你和你的恩典跟你的心意，我们能够投靠，我们能够对你有信心，以致我们能够起来与你同工。我们再次的把我们的孩子交给你，主，你自己来带领神家里头的一个一个的小孩。我们也特别的求你帮助那些在神家里头服侍年轻人的服侍孩子的那些弟兄姊妹，主，你纪念他们的劳苦，你给他们力量，以致父母真的在家里头好好的同心的把孩子带到你跟前，跟神的家的弟兄姊妹一起配搭，
来为你征战，以致你能够得着一个一个的孩子，荣耀归给你。我们祷告奉主耶稣得胜的名，阿门。